Welcome to the Equine Energy Medicine Podcast with your host, Audrey McLaughlin.
Welcome back to the Equine Energy Med Podcast. I'm your host, Audrey, and I'm so excited for you to be joining me today. So today we're talking about injecting our horses. So this actually, or it doesn't even have to be injecting. It could be butting your horse, right? And so I want to talk to you about how when your horse requires maintenance, like bute or steroid injections or any of those things, I want to talk to you about how to avoid that or how to maybe even stop doing it if you're already doing it. If you want to connect, you can find me at equineenergymed.com. You'll be able to find my social media links. You can find out how to have a virtual consult with me for pennies, essentially. And you can also get any downloads. And I'm also having my team work on the transcripts for these episodes so that you can read them or keep them for notes. So, okay. Let me back up. This started from being at a fairly low level play day competition and seeing people bute their horses, orally bute their horses beforehand, and seeing people discuss injections or hearing people discuss injections and seeing people injecting their horses before this fairly low level competition. Now, a few of these people I knew well enough to talk to, right? To ask, like, why are we doing this? Why are you running this if your horse is hurt? And shockingly, the answer I got more often than not was that my horse is in fact not hurt. It's just the maintenance my horse requires. And so anytime we are masking symptoms of pain and inflammation and arthritis, we want to look at getting to that root cause and healing it for the horse. Now, the stuff I'm going to tell you today is not going to allow you just to never, ever use bute again or never, ever get your horse injected again. In fact, there will probably be a weaning off period. But my goal for you is to give you information so that you can use these anti-inflammatory solutions for what they're meant for. Acute issues, urgent issues, not maintenance issues, right? We have the same problem in human medicine. When you have an ache or pain, you take an Advil or a Tylenol or a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. And what you're doing is temporarily masking the problem while making the underlying root cause or the reason for the problem a whole heck of a lot worse. And so I want to help you not do that for your equine partners, not do that for your horses that work so hard for you. And it starts right in your barn every single day with what you're feeding your horse. You see, what happens when your horse has a poor diet, a grain-filled diet, a sugar-filled diet, a mineral imbalance in their diet, is that when they have pain, trauma, heat, inflammation, the body sends calcium to that heat and inflammation to lock it down. And then you end up with a calcium deposit. And then if that calcium deposit continues to build upon itself, and then maybe the body sends heavy metals the body doesn't necessarily send them, but that source of inflammation attracts heavy metals. You are inhibiting the full healing potential as well as causing that area to break down and have physical arthritic changes. And then once those arthritic changes set in, then you have a whole nother issue of needing maintenance injections. And then you see things like arthritis in fairly young horses that shouldn't have arthritis, right? So this all starts with what you're feeding your horse. Now, if you were to look at the guaranteed analysis of your feed, I would guarantee that it has things like iron, like excess protein, like a whole lot of calcium. And all of these things contribute to inflammation. Now, I was surprised that some of the top brands, when I reviewed them for this episode, that they also have a whole host of inflammatory ingredients. Things like soy, things like hydrogenated oils, things like artificial trans fats, vegetable seeds, seed oils, refined carbohydrates, all of these things present in your horse's feed. Well, what do you think your horse is supposed to eat? Horses are meant to eat a forage-based diet, which is naturally very, very, very anti-inflammatory. So what I would recommend for your horse is transitioning to an orchard grass or timothy grass diet. Now, you might only be able to find these in pellets or cubes. Please opt for pellets over cubes. Pellets have fewer ingredients in them. A lot of times the cubes have ash in them. And you want to avoid that. Then you want to make sure they're getting the right blend of minerals. You don't ever, ever, ever want added iron or added calcium or any of those things. You want to make sure they're getting the right blend of minerals. There's a mineral blend called Vermont. Let's see. It's called Vermont Blend Equine Forager Balance. Vermont Blend Forager Balance that goes really, really well with a timothy grass or orchard diet. And it basically makes up for the minerals and the vitamins that might be missing in that timothy grass. The other thing that you really want to look into is a lot of people I notice are giving their horses oils. Either a flaxseed oil, which is better, or a canola oil, which is terrible. And they do that for a number of reasons. They do that for a shiny coat. They do that to help them gain weight. They do that to keep their bowels moving. Pump the brakes on that. Giving a horse oil because they don't have gallbladders actually causes them. It blocks receptors for a lot of those fat-soluble vitamins. And then they end up in a depleted vitamin A, vitamin D, or vitamin E type situation. So instead of giving them all those oils, what you want to consider is giving them something simple like chia seeds, right? Give them chia seeds, soak them overnight, give them a cup to 2 cups of that. Absolutely work your way up to that. To keep those bowels moving and to make sure they're getting that vegan source of omega-3s because horses are vegan, right? Even if we humans aren't, our horses are vegan. And so you want to make sure that they're getting that balance of anti-inflammatory omega-3s. And so far what we've done is we've removed the yucky stuff. We've removed the stuff that is adding to their inflammation. We have added in a whole bunch of really good for them omega-3s, really good fats that aren't blocking their receptors. So now they're not only are they getting all the good stuff from the food that you're giving them, but they're now not blocking, their receptors aren't blocking the nutrition that they might be getting from their forage, right? Now, in order to wean them off of the butte or the injections that you might be doing, you might consider MSM. You can probably find it at your local tack store. It's certainly available online in numerous retailers. Valley Vet Supply has it, several others. You can have it right in your feed room and start on a loading dose of about 2 scoops in the morning and 2 in the evening. Make sure that you check in with your vet and make sure it's the right amount. You can also just follow the label directions depending on what brand it does. But what MSM does is help to relieve inflammation and help with connective tissue repair. It helps that connective tissue to repair faster. Okay. So if your horse is on a regular butte routine, try swapping that butte routine, weaning down off that butte routine and weaning up on an MSM routine. It can help the healing process of the horse. Now, you also want to go back and visit our episode on releasing emotions in horses because those can have a lot to do with energy and heat in the body. And then the last thing I'll tell you about is if you have, well, I want to tell you about so many things because there are so many different injuries that can happen with a horse. But let's talk about arthritic bony type situations because that seems to be what most people are telling me that they are maintaining their horse for. And so you can do something called balm sweats to relieve arthritic calcifications in horses. Now, you have to follow the instructions or you can burn and blister your horse's skin. So if this is you and if you are wanting to get your horse off of butte, please head over to my website, equineenergymed.com, contact me, reach out, and I will send you specific instructions on how to do this balm sweat for your horse to soften and dissipate those calcifications, okay? So that's perfect for any kind of arthritis in the shoulders, ankles, hocks, any of those areas, right? From the hip down, basically. Then there is another thing that you can do for something that had previously been considered really, a kiss of death on the career of a horse, and that is kissing spine. Soon I'll go over a case study, probably sometime in early 2022. I'll do an episode on a case study on a 12-year-old horse with kissing spine and how we rehabbed him from the point of needing surgery to the point of freeing up his shoulder and not having any pain. And we can talk about that in that episode. But I want you to know that if you get a diagnosis of kissing spine, find an equine body worker near you that can help you with that and can teach you the exercises that you have to do. It really only takes about 5 to 15, maybe 20 minutes a day with your horse to rehab them from kissing spine. It's just like humans, and I had done this millions of times in my human practice when people come to me and they're like, oh, you know, doc says I need surgery. I have a slipped disc. My lumbar vertebrae are touching each other. I'm in so much pain. Guess what? All of that is rehabbable. You can balance. You can, any imbalance in a horse's body, just like in a human's body, you can rebalance using natural tools, using therapeutic touch, using energy medicine. Not to say that there's never a time and place for a vet. Veterinarian medicine is absolutely important. In fact, my vet was out for a barn call not too long ago when my big guy colicked. Then the second time my big guy colicked, I didn't have to have the vet out because I knew body work techniques. I was able to catch it early and help him to pass the stool and start having bowel movements again without the assistance of the nasogastric tube and all the drama that comes with it. So I'm telling you all this, and I may have digressed a little bit from the original intention of our episode, but I'm telling you all this to say that your vet is absolutely the person to call for acute issues. However, there is so much that you can do that alternative practitioners can do to help your horse on a long-term basis, on the chronic end of things, to help them rebalance their body and live a long life, enabling them to be ridden well into their 30s, right? well into their 30s. So I'm going to wrap this up. I've given you a few ways here to wean off the butte, the injections, and it starts with addressing that root cause, changing their diet, softening those calcifications, preventing more calcifications from happening. So hopefully I've given you something to help your horse stay healthy and help you keep riding them well into their 30s. If you have any questions, please do reach out. Again, the website is equineenergymed.com. I'll be back in episode 012 with more goodies for you.
Thanks for listening to the Equine Energy Medicine Podcast. Ratings and reviews are always appreciated. We'll catch you in the next episode.